Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM. Ism.
93.3 FM. Pimpin', leaning, and fiendin'. Y'all tune in to the After Six Cruise Mix. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. I'm your host, party rockin' player, Tweet Cadillac, baby. north. The heat is on. Gonna be a hot summer, y'all. Hope y'all ready, man. Gonna be a super hot summer. If today was an indication of what summer's gonna be, my God. I hope y'all got your PG&E bill, your Southern California Edison bill paid up. You're gonna need a little bit of AC. I hope y'all got some Freon in your cars, because you're gonna need it. Tonight, man, we are blessed to be here for another spectacular night of lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. I'm your old Sweet Cadillac. I go by the name of Mr. Melody. Tonight, man, we want to give a big shout-out to Stacey Adams Incorporated, MagnificentWax.com, TheGLewsShow.com, FunDiggity.com, BTP Media, Sunsound Concerts and Tours. Enjoy the ride, man. We're going to take y'all, man, up, down, around. We're going to go through some valleys. We're going to cruise the beach. We're going to come back around to the inner city. We're going to take you, man, just on a ride that you ain't going to never really experience again on a Thursday night. It's going down, man. But what I really do want to say is make sure that y'all, man, tune in each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. We do this on the regular. We're consistent, and you will definitely get your money's worth. I understand gas, $6 a gallon. Might not could roll the whole trip with us, but just roll, man. I'm online listeners. Make sure to hit the follow button. It might ask you to make an account. It's absolutely free. You can do that. Just make an account, free account. All they want is your email. It's going to send you alerts, notifications on new episodes, new shows. Then just simply follow the button and hit the like button. And everything will be everything, man. We need all the help that we can get. This machine don't run by itself. Make sure if you have any requests, go to tweakcadillac@yahoo.com. Send me your requests. I would definitely get them on the air for you. Go to the website, tweakcadillac.com, if you want music, apparel, merchandise, pictures, videos, etc., etc. Here we go, y'all.
The only way. bartender, I like to order a stylistic with a splash of blue magic. Gently stirred with some Temprise, make it real dramatic like a whisper. Get me smooth just like a delphonic. So hit that switch on After Six Cruise Mix. I am Tweet Cadillac, baby.
I'm this is Chucky Booker, and you are listening to 93.Tweed FM, the After Six Cruise Mix, the only station that won't play no games on you.
Come on, baby, stay.
love. Can't even have my love since the 70s. Candy, man, you got my love. I ain't going nowhere. Don't worry about a thing. 93.Tweet FM ism. I'm your host, Mr. Melody, otherwise known as Tweet Cadillac, baby. My co-host, otherwise known as G. Lou, otherwise known as... You better let them know. We are live.
Lou Lavish, I'm in the building. I'm on the premises. I'm on the property tonight. 93.Tweet FM ism. Rolling and strolling.
And you know this.
Dig what I'm saying?
Know
spectacular
this.
Low rider oldies, man. Slapping.
And you know this, man. Man, it's going down, man. This is what we do each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And it rhymes. It's right about now.
Yeah.
We're going to, I was kind of like getting my buzz finally kicked in, G Lou. So now I got to turn it up a notch. I got to turn it up, man, a couple notches now. Feeling good. Everything is gravy. The weather today was crazy up north, like 89 degrees in April. So, man, we are in here. Can't even go on the balcony. Can't even go on the bistro balcony. It was so hot today. So we got the AC on. We indoors. Man, we just loving these oldies. It's going down tonight.
That's right.
I got a few special
That's
treats
right.
in store, so let's get it started, man. I got a few classic remixes. Man, I got a gumbo mix of Lowrider oldies. We finna do this. With all of that
like
being
Brutus,
said.
Like Brutus, baby, let's go.
Let them know.
Ladies, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Valerie.
Si, senor.
Brenda. Check that, hon.
Shirley.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, then, let's hit it.
You're tuned into 93.3 FM. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and everything in between. I'm Shirley Jones on the After Six Cruise Mix with Tweed Cadillac.
Y'all, man. Shirley. Stay strong, man. Keep moving on. 93.3 FM. Yes.
Out.
out, want a way out, don't know how to get out. Man, I was thinking about some things today, just some retrospective type, atmospheric, cosmic equations of what life really is. And when you think about it,
man,
it's I don't know, man. I need an adjective, G. Lou. It's like the things that go on in the world today. They're just remarkable, and when you hear some funny style stuff, you're like, are you serious? Really? What is the world coming to? It's like, man.
All I know, check this out. That's true and all that shit, but all I know, boys, you jammed tonight, cuz. For real. Hey, man.
Man.
You already in the mix, man. That Jones Girls, man, that cut before that, Think About Loving You. Who is that, man?
Earth, Wind & Fire, when he had a female. The real, or before the fancy costumes, before the pyramid, before the spectacular stage shows. Earth, Wind & Fire, man, had a girl in the group, man. And Maurice White wrote that song. That's before Philip Bailey.
Right.
Yeah,
that's that spectacular lowrider shit right there, man. That's that real spectacular lowrider music, man.
Oh yeah. That'll get the panties down by the ankles all day long, or at nighttime as well.
Man,
for
I'm about
real,
to send
though,
it to a girl now.
Though.
Now let me stop. Man, that's a cold cut.
It really is, man. You know, man, but you know what's even cold about it? Be able to say that, you know, to a woman and be sincere about it, or if a woman say that to you and be sincere about it, that's what the division is. These bras out here right now, they ain't gonna say that shit to you, even if you buy them a purse, and if you get their ear and flew them in, and they, man, what is this world coming to? That's my issue with life. It's like, man, I feel bad for any average man out here trying to find a wife or a girlfriend. You up against some crazy ass bras that don't give a damn about you, and they just looking at your pocketbook, as they say. They looking at your car. They trying to set you up. Man, I've seen the first 48 hours today where they got the two girls in the police station. One girl said, well, all I know is every boyfriend she meet, you know, she want to set them up. That's her M.O. She get them over and then she get them robbed. It is like, wow. And she was a pretty girl, too. So you had Burger King. You see her in the line. You know, you give her your number. You think she's feeling you, and she call you over to a spot and get you robbed. It is like, wow. I would be so upset if I had like a 19, 21-year-old son that really don't know these broads, and he out of here, you know, he see a pretty girl, and he give him some action and don't know what he walking into.
What?
That is the sad part, because they just plain stupid around here, man. That brings us to another episode of Just Plain Stupid. Check it out, y'all. 93.3 FM-ism.
The officers here at Detroit Metro say they got a heads up that someone was bringing in drugs from L.A. They said they took that information, did some digging, and turned it into intelligence and ultimately a big narcotic seizure. Three women are behind bars after a major drug bust at Detroit Metro Airport. Working off of a tip, Airport Authority officers approached DeKeisha Woods, Trinice Carter, and LaKeisha Johnson after they got off of a Delta flight from L.A. last Thursday. A K-9 got a positive hit on their bags. Inside, 65 pounds of methamphetamine and 3 pounds of cocaine.
To date, this has been our largest narcotic seizure.
Tad Sturdivant, VP of Public Safety at the airport, says the drug street value is more than $1 million.
That's not chump change in the streets or off the streets.
Sturdivant says the women told officers during interrogation they thought they had marijuana in their bags, not cocaine or meth. The women, who are all related, were arrested and charged with 2 counts of possession with intent to distribute, felonies that can lead to lengthy prison sentences. The drugs were in checked bags, which TSA agents normally screen. We asked how it could have been missed going through security at LAX.
Well, that's part of our investigation process to determine that.
Sturdivant says the women had a layover in Detroit and were headed to Memphis, Tennessee. His team is now in contact with police departments in the Mid-South.
We're working our end of the investigation, and by doing that, we're contacting various law enforcement agencies and not just resting on the fact that we had this particular seizure, but trying to determine, is there anything else that potentially could be linked to this? Because part of our interdiction efforts at the airport is vital in reducing the flow of illegal narcotics or narcotics proceeds, or disrupting or dismantling, you know, criminal enterprises.
Just plain stupid. Story goes on and on and on, man. 93.3 FM ism. Just plain stupid. Check this out, y'all.
As this woman is about to step inside her family business, a car pulls up. This man is pursuing a hot tip, and he wants what's in her purse. He pulls her toward the getaway vehicle. The woman's husband hears the commotion and rushes to her aid. He tries to defend his wife. The woman frees herself and runs for her life. Meanwhile, a getaway car circles the building. One suspect pursues the woman. Her husband mounts a quick counterattack. What the business owners don't know is that their bank teller dates one of their assailants, and she's tipped him off to the fact that earlier that day, the woman made a $75,000 cash withdrawal. The attackers aren't about to walk away from that kind of money. The woman clings to her bag and is dragged across hot asphalt. Her husband punches one assailant. The woman is wedged under the rear bumper, and the attack comes to a terrifying conclusion. The couple is injured but still alive and fighting. But they ultimately lose the battle. After the attack, the woman is hospitalized in critical condition. Her husband is treated for minor injuries at the scene. Both make a full recovery. Police arrest Shelby Taylor Weiss, Davis Mitchell, and Trevon Johnson. Weiss, the bank teller, masterminded the robbery and recruited Johnson and Mitchell to help. Mitchell and Johnson are arrested and charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Weiss is arrested for felony robbery. All three are awaiting sentencing.
And there you have it. And guess what, G-Lo? A white girl in the bank.
I think I remember seeing
dating a black dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did the $75,000 lick. Man.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
Man.
Crazy.
Just plain,
like you said,
stupid.
Plain stupid, though. Because how do you think that's not going to come back to you? People just be doing
come
dumb
on.
Shit, man, for they be getting heavy, you know, outcome for small income for some bullshit. And I don't even think they got anything. So it's like, man.
Oh, they did get the money. They wrestled that bag out there. Yeah, that they got the money.
Okay.
They wrestled that bag because once the getaway driver backed up to let dude in, she was under the car, so she had to let go of the bag. The husband is trying to fight dude off, but he was trying to get his wife. So the getaway driver pulled up to let Dude back in the car. He grabbed the bag, he jumped in the car, and was gone.
Wow.
And that's $75,000 in cash. But look, you know what's even stupider?
But another dude. Caught.
Of course they did. Another dude was so stupid. This fool at work got a bank job and was stealing money. Got away with like about $88,000 over a small window of time. Maybe I think it was like a month or two. And go on Instagram, flossing, bought a Benz and showing the money and all that shit. Got himself busted. Got himself busted, man. It's like these niggas is dumber than a rock around here. Everybody's stressed
out. It's like
out.
People don't think. Well, I know we don't think like that. We in the hood and don't know what our next move and bullshit. But like you think sometimes, even though it sounds like big licks, we could be at a time, you know, a big amount of money at one time, 80,000, 100, whatever. But, you know, you wind up getting caught up and get 5-10 years, you know what I mean? And you could have got that money about 2 or 3 years
legally.
Just working a square job legally.
And
you
the
know
funny
mean?
Part about
and
it,
alone, big
it wasn't
money,
one lick. It wasn't even one lick. He did a couple little $200-$300 ones, and then nobody was on him. So he raised it up and moved up to a $600 one, and he was good. And then he just said, fuck it. Try to do a 30,000 one, and it went down. So now he went and bought the Benz. He on Instagram, flashing the money, you know, and he was a rapper, dude. So he, like, trying to pretend like his struggle is all about the money. And, you know, so now he out there perpetrating. So now he tries to do another one, you know, and actually
you gotta keep up with that lifestyle.
Exactly, with that facade.
Yeah,
and they trying to realize, how did this nigga even get a Benz on his salary and you a bank teller? So they put two and two together, and it turned out not to be four. So they started adding up all the shit that this nigga done got, and rolled his ass up.
Wow!
And his stupid ass putting it all on Instagram like he getting it. He a struggle rapper and. You know, he coming up, he getting it, stupid ass. 93.3 FM, man. If you stress, man, understand that they going to want to get you. They're going to do what they can. But when you floss on them, it's going to make them want to get you even more. 93.3 FM, y'all. Here we go.
Three shots couldn't drop me. I took it a smile, nigga. You know what I mean? Got hit twice in the neck. Grazed in the head. You know, this is what it is, nigga. The music still is dropping. The music still coming, nigga.
Life is about trials and tribulations and overcoming obstacles, but I'm tired of shit I'm facing, cause it's not on mine, got everybody's situations that I gotta make better, and that shit take cheddar,
that shit cost,
I guess everybody want me to save them, I guess niggas think 10 million was shady paid them, I tell them no, they talk down on me and try to play it. Guess they forgot about all the other shit that I gave them.
What about all the other times?
Funny how they can be so forgetful. All the other shit I say yes to. I'm sure
that,
this is something every real nigga worldwide can attest to. When a nigga needs something, the only time you call a check.
That's all facts.
Do niggas ever think that I'm stressed too? Niggas act like I owe them. That shit is stressful. My girl said don't let it stress you, but she don't even know that I'm depressed too.
Do anybody care that I'm stressed?
I'm stressed too, homie.
Most of my homies died, the rest of them doing time. And do anybody care that I'm stressed?
I'm going through
I don't
it.
Come around, so I guess it's out of sight, out of mind. But do anybody care that I'm stressed?
Do niggas care?
Everybody got their hand out asking me for shit. But do anybody care that I'm stressed?
Niggas don't know what I'm going
do
through,
anybody
man.
Care?
Do y'all niggas give a fuck what I'm going through?
Bullshit life, everybody go through that. But it's a lesson in it all, you gotta grow through that. I was down bad and broke, but I wrote through that. Thought my problems would go away if I could blow through rap. Dutch master smoked a whole 2-pack. This kind of stress, I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go through that. My cousin, he took the cord and put his throat through that. I wish I had a chance to tell the niggas don't do that.
Fuck off,
niggas don't understand depression is real. People stressing about real life shit, you stressing your bills.
That ain't stress,
not too long after my cousin hung himself. I never told nobody, but I lost a son myself. Imagine being in the hospital holding your dead baby. And he looks just like you, you trying to keep him going crazy.
That's my world.
That's why I drink a bottle daily for all the shit I keep bottled in lately.
Do anybody care that I'm stressed?
I'm stressed too, homie.
Most of my homies died, the rest of them doing time, man. Do anybody care that I'm stressed?
I'm going through
I don't
it.
Come around, so I guess it's out of sight, out of mind. But do anybody care that I'm stressed?
Do niggas care?
Everybody got their hand out asking me for shit. But do anybody care that I'm stressed?
Niggas don't know what I'm going through, man.
Do anybody care?
Do y'all niggas do anybody care that I'm stressed?
10 months old, I was abused. Kicked in the stomach, I swallowed like a balloon.
I was fucked up.
Zipper on my stomach cause they slipped my liver. Well, not a day go by where I don't sip my liquor.
Still drinking.
Where I don't roll when it twist my swisher. Thought I was helping with the pain, but I'm just getting sicker. Alcoholism is a sickness. How many people gonna admit that they addicted?
Nobody.
I drink cause I'm stressed. Stressed cause I'm depressed. Depressed cause I'm just tired of this shit. They like, why you stressed? Boy, you blessed. They don't know about the nights when I can't even get rest.
I'm losing sleep.
Burning this kush while I face crying in the mirror every time I look at my face.
I hate this shit.
If you only knew what it took, what it takes, you only care what I put in my safe.
Do anybody care that I'm stressed?
I'm stressed too, homie.
Most of my homies died, the rest of them doing time, man. Do anybody care that I'm stressed?
I'm going through it.
I don't come around, so I guess it's out of sight, out of mind. But do anybody care that I'm stressed?
Do niggas care?
Everybody got their hand out asking me for shit. But do anybody care that I'm stressed?
Niggas don't know what I'm going through, man.
Do anybody care?
Do y'all niggas give a fuck what I'm going through?
Do anybody care that I'm stressed?
Do you know what it feels like to be alone? When the world counts you out, then you start counting yourself out. You can't even look at yourself in the mirror, cause you think that you're a loser because everybody else sees you lost. They see you fall, they watch you. Everybody watch you, they walk by you, they wanna help you get back up. You was all alone, you was in a dark place. But one day the spark kicked in you, and you said, you know what? You got that old feeling that when you was a winner, when you was winning, when everybody said they love you, but you was still by yourself. You was by yourself them nights in the gym. You was by yourself them nights on the track. And you said, I'ma come back. And that's what you did. You came back. But it was that moment when the world said, I don't want to be around you. I don't know you. You're not popular. You're not a winner. I don't got time to be waiting for you to win again. You came alive. That was the motivation that pushed you to come back. And now you're back. Now you're back at 100. And everybody know your name again. But you know what? You're not bitter. You're not mad. You're back. You're back. You're back.
Gotta do what we do is what we know. So to me it ain't nothing but being true. But
now I know only I can stop the rain.
It doesn't have to be the way it is. You say it is just because for the past 20 years every day it is.
But now I know only I can stop the rain.
I wanna be able to walk out my front door without worrying about coming in conflict with the law. Cause
now I know.
Life into the world that you can see. Cause
now I know only I can stop the rain.
We get away with every day, but every day shit catches up to you. When it does, you can't say so.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
If I don't, you will, but I want you still. What makes it feel like?
more times, plus we choose to trust in fools.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I gave it to you straight, don't mix it. Twist it up on some sticks.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
I don't have to talk to it anymore. I don't have to walk to it anymore. I'm out the door.
Now I know.
I wanna find peace with the Lord. I don't wanna find a peace with the sword. I can't afford to.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
When every day of my life is a constant fight between wrong and right.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
I thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you, Lord, for keeping it loose when things got tight.
Now I know.
Take that beat, put our own words on it, we will make that speak. to the crowds and the masses. And all I ask is, don't settle for the average. Rap cabbage heads, yeah, you heard what I said. We the best here, cause our worst days be better than your best year. We your worst fears, so get up, get out, get something, man. It's only getting worse here. Joe Scudder, little brother, man, we family. And yo, we here forever, so understand me, it's real. Check the realness. If you can feel this. Doing shows and videos, collecting residuals, we loving it. Nice wonder say he loving it. Big Pooh say he loving it. Jay Lee say they loving it. Everybody say they loving it.
It's really real when I feel the way that I do right now. I see all my brothers underground pushing up daisies. Man, it amazes me that you can't see where you're going to be. A statistic, everybody's gone cold ballistic. If you had a good day, damn, I must have missed it. Cause you're mad at the universe. Go to hell with everybody else, cause you want your own first. I got the urge to let you in on a little secret, cause you keep dying if you keep it. All the killing that you're feeling is from within. Pull the culprit, check the color of your skin, voila. I couldn't try even if I had to. Born with a bulletproof vest when I had you. A black woman trying to get through to a few, so you can lead the next crew. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
Better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along with your mind? 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along with your mind?
I do right and suffer. I'd rather do wrong, making that loopy and that hustler. Instead of hot dogs, I'm eating pork chops and they smother. And got a gang of loot up in the safe up in my covers. On top of all that, I push a big fat Lex and got my hoes in a golf course just in case I feel like flexing. So I must ask for real though, who are you? See, I'm a big man.
Yeah, you know you's a big man. Check it, I went through 12 years of school and they never could reach me. My knowledge of my hood is something they could never teach me. I never stutter step, but I kept up with the Joneses, having bones and tough. My little pinky ring, I did a lot of kinky things to go do it. Flock to it, some around my old way. Yeah, they still want to do it. It's not about the clothes that you got on your back, but the money in your pocket lift you down like that. Come on.
5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along with your mind? 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along with your mind?
More confusion. That's what the world is today.
People moving out. People moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love and brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Oh, yeah. That's what the world is today.
The cell appeals are at an all-time high. Young folks walking around with their heads in the sky.
City's aflame in the summertime.
And oh, the beat goes on. Well, well.
Now listen. Air pollution, revolution, gun control, the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Round and around and around we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
Ah, oh, big ooga mooga, can't you hear me talking? to you just a ball of confusion. Oh yeah, that's what the world is today.
Yeah, yeah.
Fear in the air, tension everywhere, unemployment rising fast, the Beatles new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction,
city inspectors, bill collectors,
our clothing demand, population out of hand,
suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills, people all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
You're wondering if I care about you. Is there some cause that I should doubt you?
Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Oh, I can see, boy, that you don't know me very well. You're so unsure, and you run here and there to ask my feelings. Friends only guess, they can't say really. Oh.
Don't ask my neighbor.
Don't ask
never
my
friend, I hang around. Don't be afraid.
Come to me.
Don't ask my neighbor.
Come to me.
Don't be afraid of what you see. You'll find I love.
If I'm the same boy, you don't understand. You think I'm changing. Oh.
Don't ask my neighbor.
Don't ask my neighbor.
Don't ask
never
my
friend. Hang around.
Don't be afraid. Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.2 Tweed FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Love. D-Lo, man, you know what's kind of tripping me out right about now? Do you realize that, I don't know if you are aware or you were privy to the Unsung, the latest episodes. Are you there? D-Lo ain't there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the latest episodes of Unsung on TV One Network kind of tripped me out, man, because Pete Rock, man, he's like one of my all-time favorite producers as well. And it came down to his struggle and what he did, and he mentioned CL Smooth and all. CL Smooth, man, was super tight, you know. He's going to go down in history as well. For I Reminisce Over You, Straighten It Out, and a few other songs, you know, that he did. But when the cameras went to Pete Rock and asked about CL Smooth, it kind of baffled me that he really didn't go into depth detail on why they said they weren't working together. It all came down to creative differences, which to me it means that, you know, you really can't get along with the other guy in the group. Y'all decide to part ways for whatever reason. Understand that part of the game. I've been there. I'm living it as we speak. April 29th, the day of the LA riots, will be the 30th anniversary of my debut in Penthouse Players Clique Paid the Cost album. It'll be our 30th year anniversary on April 29th, which just happened to be coincidentally the day of the riot. So I'm getting all this love all across the world. You know, hey, it's your 30th anniversary. Congratulations on a milestone album and whatever. But what's tripping me out is I watched that CL Smooth and Pete Rock interview. Should have been a Pete Rock CL Smooth interview, but it was a Pete Rock interview. And it's like, wow. They did a body of work together that was great. Everything was good about it. I really don't see nothing bad about it. I actually enjoyed it all, man. It was great. I just don't understand why Pete Rock, you know, only said that it was creative differences and which made CL Smooth go, you know, his way or whatever. But we're coming up on the 30th anniversary, and I kind of feel his plight. I just wish that I could hear CL Smooth's side of the game. And I know a lot of hip-hop heads probably wondering, how can Pete Rock have an Unsung episode without CL Smooth? What do you think about that, G-Lo? Okay, he ain't there. Anyway, well, what I think about it is, I think that it should have been the both of them, you know, because it's like, man, CL was tight. The song Lots of Lovin', it actually inspired me. The beat is phenomenal to this day. Even take the lyrics off of it, it's super phenomenal. I mean, words can't really express what that music actually is saying. Super fly, man. But anyway, man, with that being said, that's just my personal opinion. Being in this rap industry for as long as I've been into it, we're not talking about radio show stuff. We're just talking about live, real hip-hop. And CL Smooth, man, should have a place in hip-hop. Will not get overshadowed by the producer. That's all I'm saying, man. It ain't personal. It's business. But you know how they say, life goes on. Now, D-Point Tweet FM ism. Check it out, y'all. Watch it. Thank you.
lines is so decisive. It's just the likeness of Israelites miss that made me write this. A slight twist of blind rhyme. Be chasing down your prime time. Food for thought, or rather mine. Wanda Don Juan features the freak shit. My thesis on how we creep quick. Fucking your wife, that ain't no secret. It's mandatory. See that pussy, they handed to me. I got no game, it's just some bitches understand my story. There ain't no drama that my niggas never handle for me. My gator brand is Maury. Walker through up land before me. Where the snakes put a smile on they face. Hoping and praying I'm stuck. Scoping, they laying the cut. Weighing my luck. Player haters play this. And sell blocks and rock stages. Winking at some female cops with cock gauges. Really it's papers I'm addicted to. Wasn't for rap then I'll be sticking you. The Mac inside the triple boost. Face down on the floors, the routine. Don't wanna hear nobody blow steam. Just scream or is a smoke screen. Imagine that. That's why I hardly kick the bragger raps I zone. To each his own in this ghetto inhabitant.
Watch them niggas that be close to you. And make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way. Watch them niggas that be close to you. And make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the
how can I perfect it? Living reckless, die for my necklace. Crime infected, driving a Lexus with a death wish. Jetting, checking my message on the speaker. Bopping the Mona Lisa, brown reaper. 10 G's, gunning my Visa. CD cranking, doing 90 on the Franklin. D. Roosevelt, no seatbelt. Drinking and thinking, my man caught a bad one. Son, niggas is frightened. Secret indictment, as on the one seeking enlightenment. My motto says 7 to guard hour, that's if you follow. Tradition started by the school, not far from the Apollo. My fuck tomorrow motto through the eyes of Pablo. Escobar the desperado, word the customado.
Gotta watch them niggas that's close to you. And make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way. Watch them niggas that's close to you. And make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Nowadays,
some niggas watch you, see you when you think you on the low. Ain't hard to spot you, you swore to keep it real after you blow. Three keys, new V's, went to Anguilla with your hoe. Stayed around the hood, smooth as cat, getting the dough. The old timers advise you to them problems that's ahead. Drama with the feds, not listening, just bobbing your head. You're only shining, thinking to yourself, nobody's taking mine. At the same time, your hoe is getting snatched from behind. Put in a van, where's the 100 grand? Stripping a hand from all the ice, wouldn't you know? You knew these niggas all your life. What made them mark you victim? You fucked up somewhere down the line. Now they had to target your wisdom. She took them to your place, made to your safe. You doubted it could happen, sick of yapping, jumping your ride. Headed to your side, puffing guns, get to your crib. Can't find her, just a reminder. Didn't have your stash house where you crashed out. Could have passed out, your coke is gone, now you ass out. Death is eternal lives, you should use your eyes.
You gotta watch them niggas that's close to you. And make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way. Watch them niggas that's close to you. And make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way.
Never know who coming for you, who looking at you, who plotting, scheming on you. You got to keep it up to the Lord, man, you know. Don't follow cars, man, on the freeway that you can't keep up with. Watch your back, your front, your side at all times. Because these cats don't care, man. They don't care. Stop chasing after these bras that's pretty with the fake baby hair. They'll set you up. It's like, man, we are living in a world, man, where everybody's an opportunist. And who knows what they're going to do? Who knows how far they're going to take it? It's like you can't even really fall for nothing. I've been watching a gang of movies. This much is just to show you how scenarios can play out in your life. And it's always a twist and a turn that you would never expect to happen. Never expect to happen. Saw a movie where a girl played the role for 3 months, made the nigga fall in love, cooked his eggs the way he wanted, you know, cleaned the house, did everything she could, but the whole time was plotting. It is what it is, man. I don't know what happened to my call, G-Lo. He probably, shit, I don't even know. Anyway, thanks for y'all tuning in tonight, man. We'll be back next week, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. I want to give a big shout-out once again. BTP Media, my sister's sister, OG, Bobby Johnson, daughter, be tuning in. Queen Jean, be tuning in. Reverend Ali, be tuning in. Everybody, man, that tune in, love me, love what I do, man. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. Also, go to tweetcatlike.com. If you want merchandise, music, videos, pictures, etc., apparel, all of that, go right there. If you have any show requests, email me at tweetcatlike@yahoo.com. I will spin that joint for you without a problem. In the meantime, in between time, God bless each and every one of y'all. Remember, what you do today will dictate tomorrow, man. Please believe that. Don't kill nothing and don't let nothing die. It's what you got to remember. That's how you should live. You don't want nobody to do nothing bad to you, so treat everybody like you want them to treat your mama, man. With that being said, I'm out like a light switch. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player it's going down.